Margaret Couvillon is a pollinator biologist at Virginia Tech who's done several important studies on bees. But they're not the only species that pollinate plants.
A pollinator can be everything from a hummingbird to an ant.
But which ones make the best match with which plants is still something of a mystery because each region has its own unique situation.
And I kind of feel like those nuances don't come through when you get these huge long lists that are put out of plants for pollinators.
And there are no peer-reviewed studies in the U.S. documenting which pollinators work best with which plants.
As a scientist, if I can't actually look at the data, a list to me is sort of meaningless. I need to be able to actually see who's visiting.
The project that we're doing is we're trying to create the perfect pollinator garden for the Virginia region.
Mickey Palmershine is the graduate student doing her master's thesis on this project.
We have some flowers that we're planting, and we're hoping to recognize that some flowers are really good for honeybees. Other flowers might specifically be really good for native bees or other pollinators such as butterflies and wasps.
And no pollinators will be harmed in this production. Instead of collecting them from the plants and taking them back to the lab to identify, Palmersheim and a team of grad students will take a different approach. They'll use their eyes and just watch to see which ones really take to which plants. Because what's key to this entire two-year study is that special magic, the partnership of pollinator and plant. And it turns out that's something of a theme for this whole project.
Kayser's a 100-year-old company. We celebrated our centennial last year. And one of the many things that we did is we wanted to make the world a better place.
Frank Mueller is president of Kayser Company, which makes air compressors in Fredericksburg. They were looking for an environmental project to support in honor of that milestone, and they came upon Professor Couvillon's research.
And it fits in nicely with our products and our history because we make very energy-efficient air compressors and equipment. So we're trying to reduce the environmental impact through reduction of energy. And we saw the opportunity to help with bees through clean air that somehow loosely ties in with clean air and compressed air.
Kayser's company logo is yellow and black, bee colors, if you will. And just like the fact that without pollinators, there'd be a lot less food on this planet.
You know, we would all be standing here naked with no cars if there was no compressed air, because everything we're wearing, everything we're driving, everything you're holding is made with compressed air.
Probably not something most people have ever thought of, but it's a tie-in, and it illustrates the delicate balance necessary for precision machinery and for plant pollination. Again, Professor Couvillon.
So if you have one particular insect that pollinates one particular plant and the insect disappears, well, then the plant's going to disappear. So a little bit is kind of the desire of a conservationist to make sure that our world stays beautiful, but also just from a practical point, pollinators represent food security for us.
Kayser's grant will fund graduate students doing this two-year study. 30 plant species have been carefully selected, and they're going in the ground now in two identical plots on the Virginia Tech campus. The researchers plan to publish their data and create pamphlets that people in Virginia can use to plan and plant their pollinator gardens. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.